Yes, ma'am. That was the fruit company. That was, you know, when my dad was telling me about Apple computers, because at the time, you know, again, 1994, it was still a relatively new concept, the whole computer thing. And people didn't think it would take off to the extent that it did. People were scared about it. But when my dad explained what Apple computers were, he explained to me like a value, right? And like someone giving this thing, which was a computer, to people that need it. And why they needed it. And when he explained that concept to me, I immediately understood the stock market. I know that sounds crazy, but that kind of is in the relevance of the market investing. If a company does really well and they provide a product that actually helps people and people pay for that product, and therefore the company's gonna make more money. If the company makes more money, they can sell more products. And if they sell more products, they make more money. And so that's really investing in a nutshell.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. And today we have a special guest, and it's Jeremy Alexander Newsom. And he's on a mission to enrich lives with mentally liberating education. Since the age of seven, he has been fascinated with investing and growth, and even convinced his father to match his investment deposit with some Apple stocks way back in 1995, which would now be worth $14 million. His passion for helping others enrich their lives through investing led him to found Real Life Trading in 2014. The starting point has allowed him to assist and enrich tens of thousands of lives while also growing the company organically to a very impressive seven-figure business. So welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you so much, Anne, for having me on. I really appreciate your time and your energy, and also all of your communications up to this point have been very professional. So for any of your listeners, you put a lot of time into this. I know you do, so thank you.
Thank you for the compliment.
Yes, ma'am.
You have the vibe about you that it seems as though what you do, do you actually consider it work? Because you look like you're really enjoying your life.
Thank you. There's definitely aspects that I consider work. You know, I've been having some really good conversations with some people here. I'm actually in Oahu, Hawaii right now. But there's those points in time in your life where you have to do things that you don't want to do. Right. As an adult, that's just pretty much it. Like, you always have to do those small bits and pieces of things that you really don't want to do. But overall, I don't consider it to be work at all. I love doing it. I definitely spend a lot of time engaged in working with people and texting and emailing and messages. And, you know, it's the social media aspect that I'm not the greatest at. I've always tried to strive to become a little bit better, but I do. I like, a lot of people say, you know, if you find something you love, you don't work a day in your life. And there's aspects of their truth to that, but I think you're always going to work at some, you have to put in time, right?
Yeah, that's right. So you're an investing guy and you've grown a very successful investing business, but it started off way back with this $3,000 investment. But just leading to that, why did you decide you had to invest in stocks? What started you?
That's a very good question. And thank you for asking it, Miss Ann. First of all, what really happened is I grew up in Georgia, the state of Georgia in the United States of America. And I grew up pretty financially poor, but I didn't really know it. I had a very loving childhood. My childhood was great. Family was great. Parents were great. Siblings were great. I have three brothers, two sisters. I'm the baby. So I had a great life. I was just poor. And the movie Forrest Gump, about 73% of the way through the film, he says the phrase I'd never heard in my life. He said that they invested in a fruit company and that they no longer had to worry about money anymore. So I asked my dad, what is investing and what is the fruit company? because I never heard that phrase uttered aloud, that someone didn't have to worry about money anymore. I thought that everyone worried about money because my parents, you know, my friends, family, everyone I interacted with, we always would talk about and worry about money to some degree. So yeah, at about the age of six, I thought that was just such a fascinating concept to not have to worry about what everyone seems to worry about all the time. But I was like, well, as weird as it sounds and as kind of simplistic and easy as it sounds, that was the start right there. That was the ember to my fire where I go, okay, cool. If I don't have to worry about money anymore, I'll just do what he did. And that's it.
You know? And you did. And you invested in Apple. So that was your beginning.
Yes, ma'am. That was the fruit company. That was, you know, when my dad was telling me about Apple computers, because at the time, you know, again, 1994, it was still a relatively new concept, the whole computer thing. And people didn't think it would take off to the extent that it did. People were scared about it. But when my dad explained what Apple computers were, he explained to me like a value, right? And like someone giving this thing, which was a computer, to people that need it. And why they needed it. And when he explained that concept to me, I immediately understood the stock market. I know that sounds crazy, but that kind of is in the relevance of the market investing. If a company does really well and they provide a product that actually helps people and people pay for that product, and therefore the company's going to make more money. If the company makes more money, they can sell more products. And if they sell more products, they make more money. And so that's really investing in a nutshell.
I suppose that's the trick, is to be able to explain something simply so people get it.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. I'm really thankful that he did that for me.
Yeah. And you've gone on and you've become successful at a young age.
Thank you. I mean, it's because of mentors and people like yourself, you know, people that create information and drive greatness in other people. That's what causes me to work hard and causes me to put in a lot of time and energy and effort, is because I can see small transformations over time in people's lives. And when I say people like yourself, I mean that wholeheartedly, because you took so much time and energy and resources and building an audience and a podcast and something for people to listen in so that they can therefore grow their wealth financially and mentally. Because when we grow our network, we grow our net worth. And that's what you've done. That's what you've helped other people do. And I think that's something that for me to be a part of that was really massive. I always want to help and figure out how I can attach myself to people who know more than I do about anything.
You're actually able to retire at the age of 25. Is that correct?
I do say, I always will put retirements in air quotes because I think a lot of people would define retirement as just being able to do whatever you want to do from anywhere in the world at any time. That to me is my definition of retirement. So in that essence, yes. At the age of 25, I left a corporate job that paid me, I don't know, you know, relatively well. I was making like $50,000 a year, give or take, US dollars. And that was after taxes. I had health insurance. I had a 401k. I had benefits. I had a company car, you know, but I still had to work. And I had to be there like on time every day. And that for me was, I don't know, like that wasn't freedom. I think freedom is my paradise. That's my retirement. My retirement was being able to go, you know what? I want to go to Hawaii for a whole week next week. And I don't want to tell anyone about it. I don't want to have to explain myself. I'm just going to go.
That's absolutely terrific and amazing. So you are sharing your expertise with others now, but how do you work out which type of investing is best for you?
That's a great question. For me, I think you hit it on the head perfectly earlier, Anne, when you mentioned that you want to do it simply. Right? You want to be able to explain what you do or how you do as simplistically as possible. So for me personally, my investing style came from a very simplistic man, Warren Buffett, right? One of the richest men in the world. At the early age, you know, of 20, 21, 22, I just read everything that he ever created or watched any video that I could find that he was in, because I liked his style. You know, this old dude who just eats McDonald's and drives the same car and lives in the same house and is worth, you know, tens of billions of dollars. I just thought that was always cool. And he just never seemed untouchable. He never seemed unapproachable. He never seemed distant or like on an ivory tower. And I always liked that. He was very open and honest. So for me, my investing style and strategy has always been invest in what you know. If you can understand it, whatever it is, like I actually do invest in Bitcoin. A lot of people are like, oh, Bitcoin has no fundamentals, has no value. I think those are people who just haven't studied it enough. But from another standpoint is I think you can invest and learn anything. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as you spend enough time in it. So my biggest investment, I think, of my career, my biggest win recently probably has been Square. So Square is a really cool company. They create like mobile device card readers that you can like attach to your phone, and they give point of sales for smaller businesses. So let's say you want to open up a stand that sells, I don't know, popcorn, and you want to go to a fair randomly. And at this fair, you just want to sell your popcorn. Well, it's like, okay, well, you get a Square, plug it into your phone, and then boom, people can pay you, and you can accept payments, and you can make money with your phone through their application. That's really cool. And I never even knew that they existed until about a month after they came out. I was at a hockey game. So they have in Nashville. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I live. And we have a team called the Predators, the Nashville Predators. I was leaving their stadium. And me and my buddies had a few beers, and I was a little hungry, and I'm like, you know, kind of staggering up the walkway. And I'm like, you know, I could really go for something to eat. And there was this guy selling sausages. So I was like, hey, man, I would love to smash one of those sausages. And he was like, yeah, sure, it's $5. I was like, oh, shoot, I don't have any cash on me. And he goes, no worries, I take Square. And just, you know, pops up his phone. I'm like, what is this? And he goes, give me your credit card. And he just swiped it. He gets $5. I get a sausage. You know, and I was like, this is brilliant. So I would go and tell everyone I can. I was like, Square is it. You got to buy Square. And that was like $13 a share. And then I sold it at 90 about a year or so ago.
Well, that's good buying. I assume that's not where you get most of your investing tips from.
Well, here's the thing. You're correct. I normally don't get drunk and then walk up a street in Nashville and figure out my investing tips that way. But it's somewhat a blend of that, because what I do is I ask people what is interesting and find out things that I don't know. And one of my gifts is not caring if I sound stupid. So I will ask anyone anything. There's two things I did not know like 6 years ago about Amazon. Did you know that Amazon owns a company called Twitch? And so Twitch is this online mobile gaming community where hundreds of millions of kids all across the world stream their video games. And they do payments and they pay each other. And it's like this massive, massive multi-million dollar community that Amazon bought forever ago. And e-gaming, right, video games, I don't personally play video games at all. But I know millions of kids and millions of people and adults who do. And so I thought to myself, man, e-gaming is going to be massive. Amazon, right, 6 years ago was trading at like, what, $200 a share. Now it's at 2,000 some change. I mean, that's incredible, incredible growth. And I also didn't know that they owned something called Amazon Web Services, which is their cloud-based software data storing. So Amazon, that's their most profitable piece of their business is Amazon Web Services. And the only reason I knew that is because I asked someone, hey, man, how do you store all of your data for your company? He goes, I use Amazon Web Services. And I was like, what is that? That piece, that asking of that question that I did not know helped me lead to a good investment that I made in Amazon. That was one of the ones that and gave me my first taste of freedom is because I made $10,000 and then I went to, I worked at Nationwide at the time, the insurance company I was telling you about. But I went on to go to Europe, to backpack Europe and England for a month. And when I asked my company, can I work here? I want to come back. Just don't pay me because I didn't have any time off. You know, I didn't like accumulate any paid time off or anything. I was like, you don't have to pay me. I just want to go. I'll come back, but I want a month vacation, you know? And that's when I first started realizing that this stuff was for real. So honestly, to answer your question, Ann, a lot of my investing tips and tricks and ideas, they come from things that we presently use every single day and try to find ways to extrapolate that information that makes it more viable for myself.
Would you like to talk about Trading 101 is one of your products you promote?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's really two things I focus on primarily for me. I love day trading. I think a lot of people who are either retired or approaching retirement. So let's say, and this might shock you, but most of my clients are actually over 50. And it's because I don't really promote the get rich quick, let's drive a Lamborghini and, you know, sip martinis and look at girls in bikinis kind of thing. That's just not my marketing forte. It's not my style. I like big name blue chip companies and I day trade them. So Tesla, for example, has been, you know, the most life-changing stock, in my opinion, the last 4 months, because everyone knows what Tesla is. Everyone interacts with Tesla. Everyone uses Tesla. But for a day trading vehicle, it's amazing. So I day trade to generate cash flow. So again, someone who's retired, they probably are retired with, I don't know, let's just say $200,000 in their retirement account. And now they're retired. They get some type of income coming in from their job, but they don't want to quit working, right? They're beautiful. They're vibrant. They're hungry. And they want to get rich like you. So they want to do something with that money. So let's day trade. All right. We day trade the market. Your money is in cash at the end of the day. It's safe. It's protected. It's in cash. So you go in, you create cash, you leave, you come out of the market and you go do whatever you want to do the rest of the day. So that's really one of my styles of trading, is just in and out, where I look for momentum. I look for stocks that are moving and I just trade those stocks with certain patterns. So Tesla, Roku, Activision, Nike, Disney, Micron, AMD, Apple, you know, just your basic, general, normal companies. And then I definitely do, like we've been talking about, longer term investing, and I also do swing trading. Swing trading is where you'll get into a trade and you'll be in that trade for multiple days and weeks, sometimes months, generally not months, but you know, max 2 months. And that's where I just look for patterns in the market. So very quick, efficient technical patterns where it's bouncing off of a moving average, some type of candlestick comes in, some type of setup where it looks really beautiful and you take advantage of that particular move to, again, generate some form of cash flow.
And you operate in a combination of those. Do most people do that, or do they just pick one type of trading?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a very good question. I think most people initially want everything. They go, man, I want to do all of it. But I have to tell them, hey, you know what? Take a deep breath, because in your life, I'm sure you are a specialist at something. So let's say you were a nurse or a doctor or a firefighter or a policeman or a teacher. It's like, you can't be everything at once. So they'll look at me and they'll say, I want to do what Jeremy does. It's like, well, I got 11 years of experience. So you can't, you shouldn't really want to be where I'm at now. The way I got to where I'm at now is I focused on, you know, one aspect of that trading style that made the most sense to me. And from that aspect, I just slowly grew it over time and then became better and more knowledgeable and so on and so forth. So my thought, my advice would be, do your best to focus on one thing for some period of time and find out if you like it or not. Find out if it matches your schedule, if it matches your stress level. I have one client, his name is Javier. He lives in Miami, Florida. He's a retired anesthesiologist. And he thought that he wanted to day trade because, you know, it was exciting to him and it was new and it was challenging. He's a smart guy, you know, anesthesiologist, very smart dude. He knew he could do it, but he was kind of crap at it. He wasn't that great. But he found out that it was a little bit of stressful for him. You know, he as an anesthesiologist, you're very meticulous. You really have to wait and plan and check and double check and triple check. You can't do that in day trading. In day trading, it's like, boom, I see it, I'm in, I'm out. Not necessarily that quick, but you get the point. Like, it's hours and minutes, sometimes seconds. So he adopted more of a swing trading style where it was selling options and, you know, trading over multiple weeks and multiple months.
So we still got to find out what our comfort level is, I suppose, what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. I would agree. I think you have to find your comfort level and you have to try. You're going to have to put yourself in that situation to see, do you like it? It doesn't mean that you don't like it. It means you're bad at it. It means that what's good for your lifestyle. Because you want to have trading complement your lifestyle. The name of the company that I created that you mentioned earlier is Real Life Trading. I did that on purpose because life should always come before trading. You know, so you have this sense of family and relationships and marriage and kids and husband and wife and traveling. All those bits and pieces should come before trading. So trading needs to complement your lifestyle. It shouldn't stress you out. It shouldn't make you go bankrupt, right? It shouldn't take away your joy of life. Mm. And you turn into a smoker and all you do is smoke all day and you never leave the house. You can gain weight and die of a heart attack. Like, you don't want to do that as a trader.
No.
You want to make your life better from it.
And I suppose there's always that element of risk. And how do you work out with clients what their risk factor is?
Ooh, that is a good question. So risk for me, I think, is a mathematical formula, or it should be. It should be a mathematical formula. The way I do it personally is, initially, I say that a new client or a new trader should never risk more than 1% of their entire account on a trade. Now, that does not mean invest less than 1%. It means risk. So if you get into a trade and it just goes the opposite direction, you should never lose like 10% of your account on one trade. So you can invest $100,000 and still only lose $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. Like, it's a mathematical formula. So I'll give it to you. It's kind of hard to explain verbally, but I normally have like slides and stuff, but it's an entry. So whatever your entry price is, and you subtract your stop price. So your entry and your stop. So let's say you're bullish on a position, you want to get in. I know Afterpay is a big company in Australia. I think their stock is like 22 a share. So let's say you get into Afterpay at 22 and you want to get out at 20. That's your like, okay, I'm out, I'm bailing, it didn't work. So that's a $2 loss. Okay, let's say you're trading with a $200,000 account. So 1% of a $200,000 account is $2,000. So you would take $2,000, which is your risk, that's your 1%, and you would divide it by your $2 stop loss. So $2,000 divided by your $2 stop loss on Afterpay is 1,000 shares. And that's how many shares you could buy. And if the stock goes down $2, you would lose $2,000. And therefore, that's your comfortable, predetermined amount of risk that you're comfortable with. It doesn't have to be 1%. It could be less.
Yeah.
You know, if you're starting new and you want to risk half a percent or a quarter or 1/8, be whatever you want. But you're right. It does need to be an actual number that's legitimate that you can know ahead of time.
All right. So are you advocating having stop losses?
To most trades, yes. I think your day trades and your swing trades, everything should have some formula of stop. If you don't use stop losses for an investment, you should use protective options. So I'm a big proponent on protective puts. So if you're in a position like Square and you want to ride it from, you know, $13, $12, $20 to $90, during that run-up, I still protected myself with put options, right? So I would buy a put to protect it in case it went down. I would sell calls to cover the cost of the put option. I would still use options to hedge. So to really honestly answer your question, Ann, I don't use stop losses on my investments, but I do use options to protect or hedge my overall position on that trade.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for explaining that. I could talk to you for hours.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. But thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're full of knowledge there and very helpful hints there. And I'd love to talk to you about all of your topics, reshaping your beliefs about money and about fear and greed. I think we've all suffered at some point about greed or trying to get there quicker and not paying attention to protecting ourselves and being safe.
Yeah, you're totally right.
How do you work with people?
Yes, ma'am, that's a very good question. So, I mean, the way I work with people specifically is, usually it's just like kind of like you and I are doing right now, is I'll have a webinar with people. I'll turn my camera on, and it's kind of like what you and I are doing. Honestly, it's kind of how I work with people. People ask me questions. I'll give them my answers to the best of my knowledge, and then I'll really kind of help them with whatever their challenges are. I do not by any means claim to be an expert in multiple facets. I'm a fiscal therapist. So I help people with their money and their beliefs about money and their goals about money. Like if you're coming to me with your relationship advice, you know, I have a relationship. I'm very, very happy with my relationship, but I'm not a relationship expert by any means. I don't, you know, or if you're coming to me about diet or weight loss, or you want to run a marathon, like I've never run a marathon. So anyway, to answer your question is I just want people to email me. People can email me any way they want. It's just my first name, last name at Gmail. So Jeremy with two R's. So the reason it's two R's, my dad's name was Jerry. So it's Jerry and me. Jeremy, that was my mom's idea. So, that was my mom's idea. But jeremynewsom@gmail.com. People can just email me and they can just let me know what they want to talk about. If it's money or investing or stock market related, I got you. If it's something else, maybe. If it's retirement related, sure. If you want to quit your job and do something else, I've done it. You know, but if you want to run a marathon, I'm probably not your best person because I've never done that yet. And I'm just honest with people. I'm not going to lie to someone. Like, if you want to run a marathon, let's get you another coach. I'll run it with you, but I'm not going to be your coach for that, you know?
No. All right. If we want to know about investing in stocks, then you may have a system that can make it easier to advance.
Yes, ma'am. I think so. If someone wants to learn about stocks or options or just kind of the mysteries of the stock market, I think one of my objectives in life is to make really complex things simple because that's my learning style. I, like Forrest Gump said in the movie, I'm not a very smart man, but I know what love is. It's like, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I'm one of the best explainers of things in the world. I take extremely complex situations and make them easier. And so, yeah, if you want to learn about the stock market, why it moves, how it moves, what companies might be performing extremely well in the next 2 years, which companies might not be performing extremely well in the next 2 years, how to protect yourself, yeah, you can pop over to my website. It's called reallifetrading.com. And all the education is free. So, yeah, if somebody wants to learn, they're more than welcome to.
Wow, that's a very generous offer there. And I see you've got a lot of free resources there as well.
Yes, ma'am.
It's interesting. How much do we need to earn? Well, or how much can we possibly make? Well, that's sort of an unknown factor. But it's possible to retire early by investing in stocks.
I think it is. I think it is. I mean, it's a valid question, like how much can you make? I think a lot of people are afraid to dream big. I know that sounds wild. A lot of people are like, no, I'm not afraid to dream big. It's like, we can be though, right? We can be afraid to dream big. It's not that we will, but I personally believe that a very normal individual return can be 3 to 4% a month, like a total account. I think that's doable for anyone on earth. If we care, if you want to. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but if it can happen for many of the traders I work with from all areas of the world, from all ages. You know, I got a guy who's 20 that I'm mentoring, and I have a lady who's 87 who lives in Connecticut. You know, I think that 3 to 4% a month from your whole account. So if you have a $100,000 account, I think you could do $4,000 a month off of that account with proper education, a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of work. I think it can be done.
Well, that's really interesting. It sounds like a really good amount to be making. To most people would be happy with that. And who knows if you can do that consistently to start with, where that could lead.
Yes, ma'am. You're exactly right. Because the cool part is then you talk about margin, right? I'd love to come back on the show at some point and talk about margin because a lot of people are afraid of margin. They're scared of it, you know, like CFDs and borrowing people's money and trading with your home equity and stuff like that. Things are like no-nos. People are like, oh, never do that. I come from a belief that debt is good if it makes you more money. And not being afraid of debt, like credit card debt doesn't generally make you money. But there are ways to just go, hey, take a deep breath. All we're doing is learning. Let's learn something new. And if you like it, cool. If you don't, no big deal. But I'm one of the first people to tell people that you can use debt wisely because if you're talking 3 to 4% a year, or sorry, 3 to 4% a month with your account, imagine if you get margin and you multiply that times 4. So you have a $200,000 account turns into $800,000 of day trading power. And then you do 1% of your still your 200,000. So you still do 1%, but now you have so much more buying power, right? $800,000, where you can take that and make 4 to 5%, 6%, 8%, 10%, because you have more buying power. I mean, 10% of $200,000 is life changing money for people. And I mean, it's life changing money for me. Like $20,000 a month is, you know, sign me up. But it just, it does take proper risk mitigation. It takes the understanding of how much you're going to lose beforehand. That is absolutely a key.
It would be a very interesting topic to talk about at a future date. And amazing that would be possible to generate 20,000 K a month. I heard you mention earlier about you travel. Is that to do workshops or?
Yes, ma'am. I do. I travel. It's a little bit of both. I get paid to play in my most true sense of the word. I will travel to different places to put on workshops and events and seminars. But while I'm there, you know, I try to meet people like real people, people who live there, traders, friends, people that are in my community, and also the, you know, the local culture. And yeah, so that, I mean, the answer is yes, I'll trade there. I trade everywhere I go. So tomorrow I'm waking up in 14 hours from right now to trade US Open. The futures opened 30 minutes ago. But yeah, I'll wake up at 3:30 a.m. I'm in Hawaii. So I'll wake up 3:30 a.m. Market opens at 4:30 a.m. here. And then, you know, 2 weeks ago I was in Dubai. A week and a half from now, I will be in Vegas and then Baltimore and then Turks and Caicos in May. So yeah, I travel pretty much once a week. I'm either a new place, new city, new state, or new country.
Right. And how do people find out about your seminars?
I would tell them to definitely either email me or go to my website, reallifetrading.com. The seminar that most people enjoy most frequently is my Money Grows on Trees event. It's just a very cerebrally intensive, money-focused program. So that's called treesaremoney.com. Really weird concept that trees are money, but anyway, that's a whole other story for another day. But if you go to treesaremoney.com, that's where most of my seminars are posted. I also have a personal website, jeremynewsom.com. But I would just tell if anyone's interested in anything that I do, just Google me, YouTube me, reach out to me, email me. I'm happy to chat with people. I get, you know, a lot of emails every day, and I do my absolute best to make sure I answer every single one of them. I just like helping people, and that's just one of my things I like doing. So even if just one person reaches out, that's cool.
All right. Well, thanks very much. It's been really, really, really interesting having you on the show today. Enjoy Hawaii, and we'll definitely have you back another time on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.